Thank you, Madam Chair, distinguished representatives of the government of Laos PDR. I welcome you at this constructive dialogue and will discuss with you issues related to women's access to and equal participation in employment. Since the 90s, the State Party introduced laws and policies to guarantee and increase the minimum wage and to limit the gender pay gap. It ratified core ILO conventions. It implements the National Action Plan on Gender Equality until 25 and plans at local level and tries to integrate them into the National Socioeconomic Development Plan. In parallel, it approved the National Rural Employment Promotion Strategy until 25. Despite that, the State Party has not explained yet why women overall labor participation has steadily declined from 81% in 2012 to 47% in 2022. Gaps in implementation and enforcement add to deepening these inequalities. The gender pay gap in the capital shows 52% of women employed, but taking only 77% of the men's average wages. In addition, women's unpaid care work stands at more than 13% of daytime in domestic tasks, and gender stereotyping concerning women's role are the main reasons for labor horizontal and vertical segregation, and also for the larger proportion of women occupied in the informal sector. Women in Laos have, as we understood, lower access to education and educational opportunities, including in ICTs. My questions and some suggestions in order to benefit equality of women in all employment opportunities in Laos and to take advantage of and unlock the full potential of women, what are the legislative measures taken or plans for ensuring equal pay and equal and just working conditions, increased labor and social security and welfare? Were labor skills development law and law on social protection adopted, and are you planning to adopt them? Please provide your assessment on the reasons for the sharp decreasing of women's participation in the labor market based on research and analysis, and what are the concrete measures taken to counter this process and reinforce women's participation? And how do these plans and policies address the problems of access to employment of women from different vulnerable and minority groups, and also indigenous women, like women from the Hmong group? Would you consider, given the very severe inequality in the labor market, to adopt a special strategy and program on fostering women's employment, including also temporary special measures for women's employment in the areas in need of that? Please provide information on the legislation, policies, and concrete measures adopted for protection against sexual harassment of women at work. Are severe forms of sexual harassment criminalized, and are women provided free legal aid for protection of their rights? Another sphere where women need protection is protection against discrimination based on family status. Does your anti-discrimination and labor law provide for protection against discrimination based on family status? When are you planning to adopt laws for reconciliation of work and family life for both men and women, and also on paternal leave with a leave shared with fathers, and the special also father's leave in all sectors, not only for civil servants, as we read from the information. Concerning migrant women, given the severe economic pressure for migrants and exploitative labor conditions abroad, what legal and policy measures are planned and within what timeline to additionally protect migrant women workers? Namely, was the Migrant Worker Assistance Center under the Ministry of Labor and Social Welfare established? And is the gender approach applied? Concerning the alerting situation of forced labor, as we heard, in the Golden Triangle Economic Zone, what are the concrete strategies and safeguards for applying an integrated and systemic approach encompassing the labor market policies, but also educational, migration policies, law enforcement measures. And finally, I'm convinced that alleviation and restructuring of the international debt of Laos PDR will bring more resources needed for the reforms and protection in the labor market for women. And what are your plans as a state party in that respect? Thank you.